Welcome to our show. Before we start, did you know that you could support our show by pushing the patron button at our website, thebillshow.net? You'll be helping us pay the bills and continue to provide you with what we do every fortnight. Political insights and progressive news, including some of the most recent clips from the U.S. political scene. Just click patron at thebillshow.net, and for the cost of a cappuccino a month, you can help us maintain our show. Thanks. Now on with the show.
The words that have been flung out from his mouth are insane.
If you, a nasty woman, me hear you say, hell yeah.
We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
From the expat home of the resistance, it's the Bill Show. And now, brothers and sisters in solidarity, here's Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello, Willie. How are you? And
how do you like that new intro? Huh? We're kicking ass and taking names.
And the little prologue about pushing the patron button.
I thought that
was the hand dryer, and I've been pushing it repeatedly.
I knew I was getting a lot of contributions, probably from you. Because you're a very sweet man.
Oh, Willie, I missed you. And it's show number 168.
It is 168, friends and neighbors. We're back for a new year, and we're locked and loaded. And
A new year and a new president?
As the new intro says, we are part of the international resistance, baby.
Yeah.
You come to the right place.
Radio Free America.
Yes,
yeah.
We're coming to kick ass and take names. Randy, I was in America when the march on Washington happened.
Yeah? And you were there for the inauguration,
I was there for the inauguration. That was nauseating. But then I was there. You would not believe it. It was amazing. It was like you had cities all over America. People
all over the
jamming
world.
The streets. You couldn't get into Boston Common. It was amazing. And all over the world, you had 6,000 people here in Sydney, Australia. You had about 3 here in Melbourne. Democrats abroad got people together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We are going to kick his fucking ass. I am so fired.
I don't think he's very popular.
I know. He is the first president. You know, they did a list of how quickly you could go down to the lowest popularity that he's gone down to. I think with Obama it was 900 days. You know how it was? You know how many days for Trump? Six. Six days.
6 days. And he's down to something like 38%.
And the entire White House is spinning out of control, Randy. They are leaking like a sieve. And we've come to the conclusion that even the people who manipulated him are coming to the conclusion, you know something? He's crazy.
And what's that joker, Steve Breitbart?
Steve Bannon.
He's even more insane.
You know something?
I'm a Leninist, and I want to bring down this country.
Unfortunately, Randy, you know something? He's also a hack. He's a hack.
There's that. Yes.
But I mean, he doesn't. You know something? I lost. I lost what? This week. My fear of the Trump administration. I don't fear them anymore. I just want to kick their ass. Let me tell
you. All my friends in America said, oh, we're so sorry. Mm. I say, well, like most of Australia, our national motto is, we don't give a fuck. So don't you worry about that.
Well, we do now, because the other day, Randy, the Prime Minister of where we live, Australia,
Yeah. Where?
Yeah, Australia. That's where we live.
Yeah.
Was one of the list of calls for Donald Trump to make, because we had a refugee deal with the Obama administration. And
that's right. And
fucking Trump.
It's a dumb deal.
It's a dumb deal. It's a dumb deal. Do you know how much I won by? He went on for about 15 minutes about how big his electoral dick was to the Prime Minister of Australia.
And for 20 minutes. And then he, but that was after he spoke to Vlad the Impaler. Vlad the Impaler for 1 hour, and they turned off the recording.
They turned off the recorder.
We're not shitting here. Richard Nixon.
You must blow me now.
No, let me impale
Donald,
you.
You like taking it up the ass.
Yeah, let me impale you. I'm Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, it was dirty. I'm being dirty. Fuck you. I don't care. It was a porn call.
Yeah, that missing 1 hour of tape.
Yes.
Boy, I would have loved to have listened to that. Oh,
I love the glistening of your nipples in the morning. You know it was that.
At least that.
But they turned off the fucking tape recorder. I mean, that's seriously.
Well, it's not a tape recorder. It's simply a digital interface. And you can bet there's at least a dozen copies anyway.
Oh, there are, you know. And then, of course, you have Vladimir saying, "You don't want me to publicize the pee-pee tape, do you?"
Yeah. Oh, yes. President pee-pee pimp.
Yes, no. Golden showers.
Apparently he has a disease that makes his skin orange and yellow. Kind of like a Michael Jackson thing. They gave a list of all the stuff that he takes for his medications. The doctor.
Well, one
of
Cheetos. Them was
something for, he takes a Cheeto, anti-Cheeto drug. And he also takes a hair loss drug.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the side effects is gross impotence.
Yes, you know that.
Well, which is odd, because Viagra was originally supposed to be a hair loss drug because it increased the blood circulation to your scalp.
To your scalp.
But instead it went to your dick.
Yeah.
And all the wives are saying, "I don't care if he's bald, he's got a rager." But now Trump is taking the opposite. He's taking anti-Viagra so that he keeps his hair.
Yeah, but loses his dick.
He loses his dick.
Let me tell you something. I heard his reaction to the women's march, and I thought to myself, that is one man who has never brought a woman to orgasm in his life.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it, Trump. You're a dickless shithead. And one thing I've come to the conclusion is, going back to Steve Bannon, I think Steve Bannon's an idiot. I've sat here for the last week, and
I was shitting
myself, and then I saw these guys, and they have no fucking clue. They have no fucking... Do you know that the Spicer, besides lying in the first press conference
the press guy, Sean Spicer,
It was Sean Spicer, who is literally the Don Knotts of the press.
He quotes The Onion.
He's priceless. God. This guy's great. I'd tour Vegas with Spicer. He'd be fantastic. Him and Jack, him and Don Rickles would be fabulous.
Yeah.
Spicer. What do you think, Sean? And he came out, and he's been fucking up consistently.
And what's her face? She's getting ugly.
Her body's just...
Carrie's
burning
just
up. All the sin is eating away at her soul.
It's like the melting faces in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's like the picture of Dorian Gray. What has happened to this bitch? She's looking...
It's in the attic, but the attic burned. Yeah.
More and more each day, she looks like Cruella de Vil. Seriously, she's running around after Dalmatians next week.
Now she's making up like disasters and massacres and all these things that just haven't happened.
Yeah, Spicer. But she quotes them. Can I just say that Spicer, right after the Australian thing? Now our Prime Minister is named Malcolm Turnbull.
No, it's Trumbull. He's changed it.
He changed it twice.
So as not to embarrass, Trump or Spicer.
Malcolm Trumbull.
He's changed it to Malcolm Trumbull.
Our prime minister is Malcolm Trumbull, evidently. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. It's amazing. And evidently, Frederick Douglass, the great emancipating guy from the 1870s, he's evidently still alive. Because Trump sat there and he went, I like this guy's work. He's fantastic. He's going to be doing a lot of new things.
Yeah. I like Shakespeare.
He's been dead
he likes me.
Years.
Yeah.
Listen, I could not list the amount of shit that has happened in the last week, Randy. But so I'm going to let an Australian, a guy named Waleed Ali,
Waleed is terrific.
Isn't he fantastic?
He is a Muslim.
He is a Muslim.
He's Egyptian.
An Egyptian.
He's not, because he's an Egyptian, he's not from the banned countries.
No, he's from the banned countries.
He's from a terrorist country.
That's right. He's from a nice, good dictatorship like Egypt.
But Trump has investments in Egypt.
Yeah. I like Egypt. It's fantastic. So here he is, Waleed Ali, who literally didn't have to say anything. He came on the Australian news and just...
He's a college professor and of
just,
political science.
He came on the Australian news and just listed what Trump had done in his first week.
I have a lot of time for him.
Listen up. Here it is.
Now, let's take a moment to reflect on the first week of the Trump presidency. We could do this by dissecting the things that he's done and have made headlines and then attempt to comprehend the ramifications. Or we could just list every single action that he's taken, because I think perhaps the enormity of that alone is quite remarkable. In his first week as president, Donald Trump signed his first executive order, starting the rollback of Obamacare. He took control of the nuclear codes and declared January 20, his inauguration day, the National Day of Patriotic Devotion. His White House spokesman lied in his first press briefing by saying the inauguration sizes were the biggest in history, and a senior Trump advisor defended the lies, saying they were alternative facts. He ordered the National Park Service off Twitter after retweeting images comparing Obama's and Trump's inauguration crowds. Trump planted staffers to cheer and applaud at a speech he gave to the CIA. He bypassed anti-nepotism laws to hire his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as a senior White House advisor. His office confirmed that he would never release his tax records. President Trump withdrew America from the TPP, a multinational economic deal that's been 7 years in the making. It's alleged the president allowed his businesses to take money from foreign governments, which this week saw him face a new lawsuit for breaching the Constitution. The president repeated the claims that the election suffered from mass voter fraud, confirming that he would launch an investigation and claiming that 3 to 5 million votes were illegitimate. Specifically, he raised concerns about people being registered to vote in two different states. And while there is no evidence to suggest that voter fraud exists in the millions, this week it was revealed his White House spokesman, whom I mentioned earlier, is registered to vote in two states, as is the son-in-law that I mentioned. It was also revealed this week his youngest daughter, Tiffany, his White House strategist, Stephen Bannon, and his Treasury Secretary, Stephen Mnuchin, are all also registered to vote in two states. And he reinstated a global gag rule which cuts all US funding from international NGOs that offer and counsel women on abortion. The next day, his party passed a bill that permanently bans American women from using federal funds or private health insurance towards abortion services. He vowed to cut funding to violence against women's programs, as well as national arts and humanities, legal services, minority business development programs, public broadcasting, and the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. Trump's administration removed the Spanish version of the White House website and deleted pages on civil rights, LGBT rights, and climate change. He overturned the ban on two major oil and gas projects the protesters claim could contaminate water and destroy sacred land. He ordered a total media blackout on the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Agriculture, and Health and Human Services. He also imposed a hiring and regulatory freeze across government agencies, except for the military and some public safety sectors. President Trump drafted orders to temporarily suspend America's refugee intake with an indefinite ban on Syrians. He also announced plans to halve America's asylum program. He drafted plans to suspend new visas for people from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The president also drafted a plan to open CIA black sites around the world to reintroduce torture as an interrogation technique. President Trump moved to redirect allocated federal funds to start building a $20 billion wall on the southern border. After Mexico again refused to pay for that wall, Trump tweeted a suggestion to the Mexican president that he cancel their upcoming meeting. He did. Trump then flagged a 20% tax on imported Mexican goods in order to recoup the cost of the wall. President Trump announced that he will publish a weekly list of crimes committed by immigrants, and he stripped federal funds from US cities that provide sanctuary for illegal immigrants. He also laid the legal groundwork for mass deportation. And that was week one.
Good night, children. Sleep well.
Yes, that was the week that was. Yeah. The first week of the Donald Trump administration,
yeah,
and he did all of those things.
But don't get sad.
No, I'm not.
Because
I'm
he's incompetent. He's totally incompetent. He's doing a lot of things that a guy named David Clay Johnson, Randy, he's... He wrote this wonderful article, and it was published on the first January 19th, so before any of this happened.
Yeah.
And he said this. Based on almost three decades of Trump watching, here's what I expect from the days ahead. First, a rapid-fire set of actions designed to dazzle supporters and overwhelm opponents. Ding! Who cannot focus on every executive order and fast-track bill of Congress. That he wrote that before this happened. One, if Trump proceeds with his plan on the wall, just inside the U.S. border with Mexico, pay close attention to the authorizing language. He's already gone ahead on the wall. He says he's going ahead to wall. He's putting forward that plan right now. Now, Congress will likely be asked to exempt the project from environmental review and routine disclosures about the contracting and construction process. The bill may even allow expedited seizure of privately held land under our Constitution's eminent domain clause. Find out who's getting the construction contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who?
Trump Industries.
I'm thinking maybe.
No, it's actually the Kirshner group of companies.
Yeah.
Will probably get it.
Excellent. The wall. Smithers, get the piles of money. What's the justification?
Well, of course, the American taxpayer will pay for it.
No. Mexico's not going to do it. They're going to do it.
No, the 20%. Tax on Mexican goods.
Yeah, which is fruit and vegetables.
Will be paid at the cash register. And Trump suits. And Trump ties.
Yeah, and Trump ties. And everything. Yeah. All the things made in Mexico. Second, expect Trump to also use national security to crack down on dissent. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Protests must be peaceful. They were playing to Trump's authoritarian hands. Trump only needs a few riots to justify invoking Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. Which the second word is crucial. The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended, and here it is, unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it.
Yeah.
So look for that. Look for that.
Yeah, and, look for those words.
And that's why it was frustrating for old Donald, because the Women's March was peaceful. In fact, all of this stuff has been peaceful. Only a few incidents, not anything. And that's got to be frustrating the shit out of him.
And the one at Berkeley was between fascists and anti-fascists.
Oh, yeah, they were the loony fringe there. You know,
right and left, yeah.
Next, expect Trump to curtail public access to government information. He's done it. He's shut down the EPA, shut down the Department of the Interior. He's expedited mass firings from the Department of State.
The 100 people that resigned.
Yeah, resigned. Resigned. Yeah.
Can you hear me putting rabbit ears on that phrase?
Resigned. Well, they shouldn't resign. Make them fire you. That's what the Obama Secretary of State did. He made him fire him. Next, expect access to information. Similarly unwelcome Freedom of Information Acts will be slow-walked in already inadequate budgets for processing information. Freedom of Information Acts will be slashed. Next, my plea to public servants, make Trump fire you. It'll be unpleasant, but it'll take a year or two for your case to be adjudicated. Drag it down. Slow everything down.
And how many deep throats are there in the West Wing?
Oh, my God.
The guy kept putting up their hand.
Yeah, I like the fact that he was watching Finding Dory.
Finding Dory, yeah.
During the demonstration.
While he was eating fish and chips.
Yeah, this is what Knucklehead does. Finding Dory while the Paris is burning outside. And then the raid in Yemen.
Yeah.
Evidently, Trump was not in the Situation Room, like, you know, the West Wing, where everybody's around with all the commanders. No.
Or with Osama bin Laden.
No. Yeah, he didn't do that, like, in the Situation Room. He did it at dinner. And his advisors were Steve Bannon, Michael Flynn, who's a fucking nut job, and his property developer son-in-law, Kushner. Because when I want military advice, I immediately go to a property developer.
Yeah, but
it would seem
Kushner is his son-in-law, is Ivanka's husband. He's an Orthodox. It's funny, he's an Orthodox Jew, and she's converted. Now they had to get special dispensation to go to the inauguration and ride in cars and things. So this guy's really keeping kosher, yet he doesn't wear a yarmulke in the White House, which I...
with Steve Bannon around.
Well, that's why I find that...
What is he wearing?
Yeah, I find that really strange because as much as I admire him, I mean, that's fine. He takes his religious... He takes his faith seriously, and Ivanka does as well. But,
he's a white Aryan scumbag, and he's a white Jewish scumbag.
Yeah.
What is it they have in common? Oh, dear. Well, I got to tell you something. There is a little bad news, because one of the things I'll tell you, good thing you asked, because I'll get to tell you.
It was a feed, wasn't it?
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. Yeah. So basically, remember we mentioned the fact that this guy predicted that Trump and the Republicans would start going after the right to assemble.
Yeah.
This is from The Intercept. Just a couple of days ago, over the past few weeks, Republican legislators across the country have quietly introduced a number of proposals to criminalize and discourage peaceful protest.
Yeah.
Yes, they've got the manual and it's Mein Kampf and they're following it to the letter. In North Dakota, the author of a bill that would permit the killing of protesters has linked his legislation directly to the anti-pipeline activists' successful protests that involved obstructing roadways. Although the bill ostensibly...
Yeah, that word.
Yeah, thanks, man. Requires drivers to have acted negligently or accidentally in killing a protester. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, he just got stuck in my grill.
My brake just fell off there. I don't know what was going on. The bill's co-sponsor, Republican state senator and kill your local protester advocate, Keith Kempenrick, has said that some accidents might occur if motorists punch the accelerator rather than the brakes, which happens.
Yeah, it does.
if the driver is a, scumbag.
Yeah, and wants to go after a protester.
Yeah, that's right. And this is what he said. He said, if you stay off the roadway, this should never become an issue.
Yeah, but we got four-wheel drives. We can go up We can go up on the them footpath. Guys, yeah.
Them guys are going up a path. I got a Nissan Pathfinder.
Wicked Willie today. You're Wicked Willie.
Wicked Willie.
Yeah.
Those motorists are going about the lawful legal exercise of their rights to drive down the road over any person who looks like they need a haircut. In addition to the highway protesting bill, Minnesota!
Oh, good old Minnesota.
Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you very much. Minnesota lawmakers also proposed a separate piece of legislation that greatly increased penalties for nonviolent cases, including obstructing the legal process. Under the bill's language, nonviolent obstruction of authority would carry imprisonment of not less than a year.
What? For obstructing the legal process?
Yeah.
Meaning like,
yeah, that's
like
right. In Minnesota.
Appealing your sentence or something.
That's right. So if Mary Tyler Moore tries tossing her hat in the air, then she's going to get arrested. She can't do that because Mary died.
Yeah,
by the way,
unfortunately,
a big kudo to Mary Tyler Moore. I love her. And now she will never get arrested in Minnesota and fined $10,000 for, you know, throwing her hats up in the air. In Washington, a state where Democrats control both houses of the legislature, there is little chance that the plan to label protesters, here we go, economic terrorists. Prospects are better for the anti-protesting bills in Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, all of which have Republican-dominated legislatures. In the case of Minnesota, Kushner says the bill in question are seen as a serious cause of concern, and he characterizes the new state legislation as being purely political. I think that the motivation for the Republican legislators proposing the bills to penalize protesters are to cater to the general hostility toward Black Lives Matter and other protesting groups.
That's right.
Now, this is really negative, but you know something? I'm tempering every negative comment with a positive one as he adjusts the Rhodes microphone.
Yeah.
Guess what happened?
What?
I'm so jazzed. The ACLU.
Yeah. The American Civil Liberties Union.
Yeah, baby. The ACLU is up there kicking ass and taking names. The ACLU in the average year fundraisers about $4 million. After opposing Trump's unconstitutional immigration ban last week, the Civil Liberties Watchdog was rewarded by the American public for windfall of donations in 2 days of $24 million, bitches.
So they got six times as much in 4 days as they get in an entire year.
Let me just say something.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
Yeah.
We're coming for you. We are going to tangle you up. Not only that, there is a judge in Oregon that just today put a stay on the entire Muslim ban, giving the White House the absolute shit.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt about that.
That is an absolutely wonderful thing. Now, the National Immigration Law Center is also, for example, a partner of the ACLU in its travel ban efforts, saw its annual budget increase by $2 million thanks to an avalanche of individual donations after the election. The executive director of the ACLU, for another example, told GQ, the ACLU is already using its burst of funding to hire more staff so that we can handle the onslaught ahead of us. What this GQ article says is that people are giving and they keep on giving. If you want to give to the ACLU, you can't go to a protest. Maybe you can't make the calls. Okay, then do this. Go to thebillshow.net. Thebillshow.net. Everything Bill Show in one place. Click the link for the ACLU. They need your help. And we are going into every courtroom in this country. And there's hope. There really is hope. I've got to say that coming back from that protest really changed my outlook, and watching this last 2 weeks has been I really do think this guy's so self-destructive he's going to implode, Randy.
Well, when I get my chance later in the show, there's some other things that he's done and not done that are not dissimilar to what's gone on before.
We'll talk
about that when we get there.
We will talk about that. Listen, I just want to draw attention to one thing. They had a Muslim ban, right? Do you know how many Muslims have killed people since the beginning of 2017?
I have no idea.
Since the start of 2016, how many Muslims have killed, in a terrorist sneak attack or anything like that?
On American soil.
Yeah,
that's the distinction. None, I would assume none.
Yeah, that's right. According to the Washington Post, They haven't killed anyone. But guess what? According to the Washington Post, our nation's nurseries are housing more than just unbearable levels of cuteness. 23 people have been shot by toddlers, Randy! Toddlers!
Just toddlers with their parents' guns. Yeah.
They're playing with their little toys.
Bang,
and
bang, Daddy, you're
dead. Yeah, they're playing with their little nursery toys and their Fisher-Price shit, and they're planning shit for you, mate. 23. Why don't we start banning toddlers, Randy? What about the kid who's in the back row next to me on the airline to the United States for 48 fucking hours? What about him, Randy?
He's a sky marshal.
Oh, yeah. He's got that little toy gun in his on his ankle.
The toy 44, yeah.
If you that I found absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Now I have a little segment.
Before we stop with the Muslim ban.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd mention, because a lot of Americans don't really understand what the gripe is with Australia. Now, in Australia, this is a bipartisan thing. Both governments, Labor and Conservative, have done this, and they banned people coming here illegally. Oh gosh, how many in the 90s?
Yes.
And these boat people would come here, and finally they said, "Look, if you come here, we're not only not going to let you land here, we're not going to process you on shore. We're going to make deals with neighboring countries, and we're going to house you
it's
there."
It's a terrible policy. Yeah,
and there's about 2,500 of them in Papua New Guinea, which is just north of us, used to be in Australian territory.
Right.
And Nauru, which is an old phosphate island out in the Pacific. Now, on those two, but the thing is people here, now it's about 70%, just want them brought to Australia and processed. It's only 2,000 people because it's costing over $1 billion a year. And in Australia, that's a lot of money. Over $1 billion a year to keep these 2,000 people in these camps. So what happened is they made a deal. Malcolm Turnbull made a deal with Barack Obama, and he's welcomed it. Justin Trudeau was going to do it as well, as was New Zealand. But Malcolm Turnbull didn't want to lose face, so he did it with Obama, that they would take these 2,500 predominantly Muslim refugees and settle them in America, process them and settle them in America. And most of them didn't want to go there, for quite frankly, and why would they, with all the racist attitudes? So that's what this beef is about. Obama said, yes, we'll take them, signed an agreement, and now our friend Donald, it's a dumb deal.
It's a dumb idea.
Dumb idea.
It's dumb.
So I just thought I'd explain that.
This is the worst phone call I've ever had.
Yeah,
this is the worst phone call.
Explain that, and that's why. Yeah, I love Australia. I love it.
I love Australia.
The koala, what do you guys bears. Got? Yeah, the bears are great. Yeah.
Do you know my favorite part of that conversation is? Do you know how big my electoral wine side was? Do you know how many people voted for me? You know how large my dick is? Yeah. It's huge. Yeah. It's magnificently huge.
I just can't get it up because I take hair medication.
I take hair medication every day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Michael Moore's to-do list.
Yes.
It's time for Michael Moore's to-do list.
Yes, there was an intro that was hardly necessary. Gave me a bit of a giggle.
It sort of does, yeah.
Michael
Moore's to-do list. I could have done that live for you.
You could have. Next time you might, actually. I think it's pretty shit house, actually. So here it is, ladies. Keep it going, people, because I've been so bowled over by the amount of people. One thingy here in Australia had protesters on the street. I'm not shitting you. This is a country town in the middle of nowhere. And they were standing on the street protesting the Muslim ban in my hometown, in the outback of Australia. Everybody hates this guy. Now, Michael Moore has put up a to-do list of things that we have to do. Things that we have to do, each and every one of us listening to this show, what we can do that's really easy. And this week's Michael Moore to-do list item is...
Yeah.
Two Republican senators, this is Michael saying, two Republican senators have said they will vote against Betsy DeVos. The vote is now 50-50. We need one more Republican to say no. pick up your phones if you live in a red state. If you live in a red state, screw it. If you live in a blue state, pick up your...
If you live in a green state, any state.
Just pick them up. Call it for the next few days. Seriously, nag them. I want to close them down. 202-225-3121. That number again, 202-225-3121. You are to be totally nice. Because if it's a Republican, just politely say that you are absolutely against this. Okay, go to Mike's website. He's got an idea of what you can say. All right? There might be even a script there, but go there. Just get on the phone. Let's close them down, folks.
What a good idea.
With 202-225-3121. That number again, 202-225-3121. Ask for your congressman, your senator, and tell them no to Betsy DeVos. Everyone who listens to this show, 202-225-3121. That number again, 202-225-3121.
All right.
Did you know the did you know the number is 202-225-3121?
I do now.
I do, because it's 202-225-3121.
Have you done it?
Yes, I have.
You don't have a senator.
No, I left a message for Senator Liz Warren. I'm pretty secure, but I did it anyway.
Is she your senator? Of course, she's from Mass.
Yes, Ed Markey and Liz Warren. But listen, there are a lot of people listening in Texas. We get the stats. I know you people are out there.
Really?
Yes, we have people. We have lovely people, and I'm sure they're from Austin. But even if you're not, even if you're just...
Well, yeah, Austin, yeah, they are a bit blue
even
in Austin,
if you're
aren't
just
they?
Sitting there in Texas and you're the one person on the street, they're not going to call. You are. And by the way, if Louis Gohmert's your congressman, call him up too. Yeah. But no, you're senator. So, I mean, we have people in Florida. We have people in Texas. We have people in the Midwest that listen to the show. Guys, and even if you're in California, 202-225-3121. Now, progressive activists have been very active in Colorado as late, by the way. Colorado
with Gorsuch.
Yeah, let me tell you a story about Colorado. Senator Cory Gardner, the Republican from Colorado, among others, to break with his party's far-right agenda. He's a Republican.
He
is on the fence. But Gardner isn't seemed especially moved by the public outcry, because what's happening right now is they are closing down senators. They can't get enough people to answer the phones. It's working.
Yeah.
They are being bullied. Tell me, look, Betsy DeVos was a shoo-in. She's not a shoo-in anymore. We can do this.
Good.
All right. Gardner said his office is getting so many calls and emails, he has staff assigned to do nothing except respond to them. In one night, he received, drumroll please, 3,000 voicemails. Let's make it 6. Let's make it 6, baby. Many of them were...
Bill, this sounds like you're selling... It sounds like a fundraiser, you know, for a hospital.
202-225-3121. Mr. Gardner, Corey, I got something to tell you. We've gotten over the election. And this is a... We want to be polite to you, but on this broadcast, I'm going to say what I think you should know. You Republicans... You need to stop supporting this guy, because I'm telling you, the people, well, this is what they're saying to you.
I'm coming to get you.
What are they saying?
Yes, they all sound like Sly Stallone. That was, I'm coming to get you. And then,
who is that?
I'd rather have
Liam Neeson.
Violence. No violence.
I'm going to find you.
We're just going to come and get you.
And I'm going to kill you.
We are going to be. Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone with his loose slip.
Because what we're going to do.
I'm going
to
come and get you. That's violent.
We're going to make it so that you can't move. There'll be a protest everywhere you go. You are going to get so used to seeing peaceful protesters outside your door, mate. And you're going to have a hard time ignoring them. And by the way, we can do it.
There'll be another law. There'll be a law against it.
Make
you
it
watch.
6. Calls work. These people are not immune. The number again. is...
What's the number? But Bill, 202, Bill, what's the number
225-3121. 22...
You can't look it up.
225-3121. You're a dick, you know that? All right. You're a dick. I've missed you too.
Totally.
By the way, there is one thing I wanted to draw attention to.
I've missed you, Bill. We should do this more.
If you
want
to really know how absolutely crazy they're in the White House and how basically all this outrage has rattled them like to the core, this was Chris Wallace had an interview with Conway.
Yeah.
you know, with Cruella de Vil, you know? Okay. Okay. And she was bitching about how the press doesn't like them anymore.
Carrie-Anne Conway.
If the mainstream media, let me try to do my best. If the mainstream media were a thriving private sector business that actually turned a profit, 20% of the people would be gone. If you're part of Trump team, you walk around with these gaping, seeping wounds every day. I believe in a full and free press. I'm here every Sunday morning. I haven't slept in months. That's right, bitch. Oh, you better get used to that. Because your conscience, a million people outside your White House, bitch. I'm telling you. What did Sly say? What did Sly say? I think he said exactly what we're going to do.
I'm coming to get you.
I'm coming to get you.
That's it, Randy. I'm coming
but you
gotta to
hold
get
half
you.
Your face. Still, I'm coming to get you.
Baby, you ain't
I
seen.
I will get you.
No,
I
no.
I will kill you.
No. This is not.
That's Liam.
Violent.
I love Liam.
That's Liam. Yeah. I will find you. I will haunt you, and I will protest peacefully. I will protest peacefully, and I will absolutely. Fund the ACLU and fund everything. We are going to slow everything down to a trickle. This is not violent. Violence is not allowed. This is, we're coming to get you legally.
Are we going to burn down the Reichstag?
No, stop saying that. Stop saying that.
Well, that's what happened in 1933.
No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And you know how I know it's not going to work? According to a database of grassroots campaign group called Sleeping Giants, a total of 800, this is actually off the New York Times, a total of 818 companies have pledged to remove Breitbart from their media plan. These companies are giant corporations, including Kellogg's, BMW, Visa, T-Mobile, Nordstrom, and Lufthansa.
Well, Nordstrom just threw Ivana Trump into the dumpster.
That's right. So, folks, large multinational corporations, including Apple, Microsoft, they're pissed off. So we're not alone here. So, yes, we talk about the corporate dollar. They know that if the corporations start to feel that Trump is a liability, I think there's real hope that no one talks to Republicans better than the corporates. And that's I'm telling true, you, that is a hope. And we can always boycott those people who do support alt-right causes. Mm-hmm. And I got to get a list of those people so that we can do that. Because
I have seen it. I have seen the logos of the people that are going. And there's also an app if you want to boycott. If you want to boycott Trump, don't use these companies. It's an app for your phone.
Absolutely.
There's quite a few things out there.
Right. Everybody must do something. And I would also say one other to-do list. The Sum of Us .com. Just puts the Sum of Us, stop investing in hate. Now, this is a petition you need to sign. It's the Sum of Us, stop investing
it's
in hate.
S-U-M. S-U-M.
Correct. The S-U-M of Us, stop investing in hate. Put that in the Google.
Yeah.
We are looking to get 500,000 signatures in a petition to deliver to Amazon, okay, to tell them that they must do the same when it comes to Breitbart and advertising in the alt-right. Let's get a 500,000. We got 316,951.
Well, Uber has acquiessed.
That's great.
I have a friend in New York who was part of the... the Uber thing, and it was mainly because when he banned the immigrants, Uber wouldn't allow cabs to go to the airport. So, because the head of Uber was on Trump's advisory committee.
Yeah, not anymore. It's working, guys. Now, with this petition already has 316,951 signatures. We only need 183,049, and we can do that. So, the sum of us, stop investing in hate. Go to that website, sign the petition, do it now. Let's put them over that $500,000 $500,000 threshold. This is something you can do right now while you're listening to the show. I think that I better wrap it up so that we can get to your stuff.
Your stuff. Oh, I better pull something together quick.
Yeah, you better pull something out of somewhere. We're going to go to a break. We have Seth Meyers on the second week of the Trump phenomenon right here on The Bill Show. We'll be back with Randy's rant in just one moment.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
President Donald Trump's second week in office has been as chaotic as his first. From the confusion surrounding his controversial travel ban to new reporting about his bizarre calls with foreign leaders. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. We're less than 2 weeks into the Trump presidency, and yet somehow it already feels like it's been 2 years. Before the inauguration, we all felt like this. Now we feel like this. Meanwhile, the actual Obama right now looks like this. Yeah, that dude is not coming back. I hereby sign this executive order declaring it pina colada o'clock. You deserved it. The first 2 weeks of the administration have brought into focus the duality of the Trump presidency and the difficulty the press has in deciding what to cover. On one side, you have multiple constitutional crises, and on the other, you have the more mundane, everyday weirdness. Like yesterday, when Trump commemorated Black History Month by praising abolitionist Frederick Douglass, but from his comments, it seemed pretty clear that not only did Trump not know who Frederick Douglass was, he also seemed to think Douglass, who died in 1895, might still be alive.
Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more, I notice.
Keep your eye on that Fred Douglass kid. He's going places. Fred Douglass is an up-and-comer. Amazingly, when reporters later tried to get some clarity from White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on what exactly Trump meant by those comments, it seemed like Spicer also thought Douglass might be still alive.
Today he made the comment about Frederick Douglass being recognized more and more. Do you have any idea what specifically he was referring to?
Well, I think there's contribution. I think he wants to highlight the contributions that he has made. And I think through a lot of the actions and statements that he's going to make, I think the contributions of Frederick Douglass will become more and more.
Who among us wouldn't panic if asked to recite stuff you learned in high school? But how did you not have time between the president's remarks and your press briefing to Google Frederick Douglass? And not his full biography, just simple stuff like, is Frederick Douglass alive? And yet, the day in Trump land somehow managed to get more insane because by Wednesday evening, there was a report from the Associated Press that in a phone call with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto over the weekend, Trump threatened to send U.S. troops to intervene in Mexico's war with drug cartels. The Associated Press, which claimed to have reviewed a transcript of the call, reported that Trump told Peña Nieto, quote, "You have a bunch of bad hombres down there. You aren't doing enough to stop them. I think your military is scared. Our military isn't, so I just might send them down to take care of it." Hombres. I like how Trump thinks threats will go down better if he sprinkles in some sixth grade Spanish. "You have bad hombres. No es bueno. Necesito el bambo. Capiche?" And apparently, that wasn't the only rocky call Trump had with a U.S. ally, because on Wednesday, the Washington Post reported that Trump blasted Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over a refugee agreement and boasted about the magnitude of his Electoral College win. Then, 25 minutes into what was expected to be an hour-long call, Trump abruptly ended it. At one point, Trump informed Turnbull that he had spoken with four other world leaders that day, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, and that this was the worst call by far. Well, of course the call with Putin was better. That one probably ended with, "You hang up first." No. No, you hang out first. Okay, we'll hang out together on three. One, two, three. You're my best friend. Also, how antisocial do you have to be to not get along with Australia? Australians are the most laid-back people on Earth, but of course Trump knows they've got some bad didgeridoos. Very bad. Now, Trump was apparently reacting to an agreement by the Obama administration to take in about 1,200 refugees held in an Australian detention center. After news of the Australia call broke on Wednesday, Trump didn't deny the report and tweeted, "Do you believe it? The Obama administration agreed to take thousands of illegal immigrants from Australia. Why? I will study this dumb deal." Yes, I will study this dumb deal that I hate, and then I'll make a decision. Oh, you know who might have some good advice on this? Frederick Douglass. You should call him up. It went to voicemail again. Still, nothing has been more troubling than the incompetence Trump's administration displayed in rolling out his controversial travel ban on refugees in seven majority Muslim countries, even down to what to call the policy. On Tuesday, for example, Spicer tried to insist that using the word ban was false and merely an invention of the media.
I want to go back to the issue of this travel ban.
Well, first of all, it's not a travel ban. I think Secretary Kelly or one of the other individuals that got up there from DHS mentioned, I think 1 million people have now come into this country. That's not a ban.
Yeah. Where could the lying, dishonest media possibly have gotten the idea that it's a ban?
It's a 90-day ban.
The ban deals with seven countries.
This is a ban.
We're going to have a very, very strict ban.
Yeah. That's a classic case. Classic case of gotcha journalism. In that, they gotcha on camera saying ban like 1 million times. Naturally, our commander-in-chief dove into the debate. Where else on Twitter, writing, "Everybody's arguing whether or not it is a ban. Call it what you want. It is about keeping bad people with bad intentions out of the country. Call it what you want. The wise words of a true leader." I remember when FDR said something similar.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy. Or whatever. You call it what you want. The fact is, Japan has some bad hombres. Bad.
After all this, even Republicans who agree with Trump on policies, such as former Congressman Mike Rogers, have had to admit that the first weeks of Trump's presidency have not exactly inspired confidence.
It's the last couple of days has been like watching an octopus put its socks on in the morning. A little bit confusing.
Well, not exactly. If I was watching an octopus put on socks, I would think, wow, that octopus is really smart. This is like watching a man trying to put socks on an octopus and then slipping on a roller skate and falling down some stairs. All of this chaos might explain why Trump is already at majority disapproval in opinion polls. And he got there so quickly, it set a record. A pollster recently looked at how long it took previous presidents to reach majority disapproval in polls and found that it took Reagan 727 days, Bush 1, 1,336 days, Bush 2, 1,205 days, Obama 936 days, and Trump 8 days. Or as Trump puts it, "We have accomplished something faster than any president in history." And in addition to his record on popularity, Trump has also faced massive shows of organized resistance and protests, which it seems might actually be getting results in D.C. very quickly. For example, two GOP senators have now come out and said they will vote against Trump's controversial pick for Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, meaning that if she loses one more vote, she will not get confirmed, which seems fair when you consider that for a possible Secretary of Education, she was terrible at answering basic yes or no questions.
Will you insist upon that equal accountability in any K-12 school or educational program that receives federal funding, whether public, public charter, or private?
I support accountability.
Equal accountability for all schools that receive federal funding.
I support accountability.
Okay, is that a yes or no?
I support accountability.
Do you not want to answer my question?
I support accountability.
Okay.
It's okay, Senator Kaine. I have the same problem with Siri sometimes. Siri, is it going to snow today? I support accountability. So DeVos came unprepared. So DeVos came unprepared to her Senate hearing, and then afterwards, when she was asked to do some homework and answer additional questions in writing, she was apparently caught cheating.
After the Betsy DeVos hearing earlier this month was limited to one round of questions, Democrats submitted hundreds of questions to the Michigan Republican asking for her answers, and she answered a lot of them and submitted them in written form. Now, in these answers, it appears that Betsy DeVos, Trump's pick to lead the Department of Education, lifted text from an Obama administration official.
You want to be the education secretary and you plagiarize someone else's work? How do you expect students to behave while you're in charge? Brad, did you copy someone else's homework? So what if I did? Betsy DeVos does it. Did you, Brad? I support accountability. And that's all I'm saying about that. Right now, DeVos is one vote away from being blocked, which means resistance is working. Republicans want to defund our schools and roll back public education, which could be disastrous because then you end up not knowing who Frederick Douglass is. This has been a closer look.
It's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time again for Randy's Rant.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's rant time.
Yeah, hey, I'm coming to you, baby.
Yeah.
I'm coming now. I'm going to rant.
No, 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 you're naked. Stop it.
I've got my lingerie on. You know how hard it is to get size 11 high heels?
I know.
It's not easy.
Especially to fit you. You're such a plump person.
not just the shoes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you wear those very nice. You're quite attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Thank goodness this is not a video podcast.
If it was a video podcast, we wouldn't have as many listeners. So why don't you
I'm
do video?
As,
no, I have a face for radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got a butt for radio,
yeah,
too.
You do, too. Hey, listen, yeah, okay. Randy, before we start, guess which podcast has made the Podbay FM top 27 progressive podcasts in America?
Top 27 out of 27?
No. Out of all of them.
Out of all of them.
Out of
the
all of them.
World.
We're up there with Rachel Maddow, with the TYT folks. We're listed on the same
the
page.
Turks. Yeah, oh,
the
they're
Turks.
Terrific.
We are...
Best of the left.
Best of the left as well as my darling... Oh, I love these guys, the professional left. Driftglass and Blue Gal. Fabulous. We love them. Been very supportive of our show.
So I don't know. I give up. Who was it?
It was Podbay FM. We've made a list of good podcasts. So there we go.
Yeah, and who we are on that list?
We are on that list.
You and me.
Yeah, we're on a list.
Do people vote on that?
No,
or
it's
something?
Just them. They obviously look at numbers, and evidently we're up there.
I thought we would have to change our name to Gluten Free to get anybody to listen to us.
All right, Mr. Gluten Free. Enough of my gabbing. Let's go.
It's the evil Pillsbury Doughboy. Yeah.
All right, good. Sock it to me, baby.
Yeah,
what's your rant today?
Okay, my rant is about a little thing that's been going on since, Julius Augustus Caesar, and that is rule by decree.
Right.
Rule by decree is sort of governance that allows quick, unchallenged creation of a law by just one person, used primarily by dictators, absolute monarchs, and military leaders.
Who might you be thinking of?
There have been some incredible decrees. Of course, the beginning of the Final Solution was a decree that Adolf Hitler brought in after the burning of the Reichstag.
Yes.
After Julius Caesar was assassinated, Augustus Caesar took over control and the slow decline of the empire. But a lot of people have been talking about Donald Trump and his excessive use of executive orders, executive action.
Yes.
In the first couple of weeks of his administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would it surprise you to know that it was only in the last couple of days that he actually beat Barack Obama's record?
Yes, but, you know, it's only 2 weeks in.
Yeah, and they're almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Now, Obama signed more executive orders than Trump in the first 12 days. One to two a day. Clinton wasn't as bad. George W. Bush was just learning to read. I think, but these actions, surprisingly, and Trump criticized rule by decree. What's with him with these illegal things that Barack Obama is doing? While Obama did less executive actions in his whole presidency than many, and the one who actually did the most, because most of World War II was fought and the Depression was ended with executive orders, was
FDR.
FDR, with over 3,500 of them in his 12 years. So, after that, there have been quite a few, but Trump has only just passed our friend Barack.
Yeah, but Barack, now, Barack did it simply because he couldn't get anything through Congress because they were blocking everything, which is what we should do now.
No, this was his first...
His first 12 days.
And I'll tell you what. He was doing...
Did he want to abolish the EPA, did he?
No, I'll tell you what. He was the one that did the ethics commitment to the executive branch personnel, exactly the same as Trump. Review of detention policy options, things like that. And the other one is what's called the Mexico City policy.
Right.
That has been turned on and turned off and turned on and turned off by every president since George H.W.
What is the Mexico City policy?
Oh, you don't know what it is?
No.
Okay. The Mexico City policy is the one that says you're not allowed to offer people, if you're a U.S.-funded NGO, you can't offer birth control or birth control advice.
Oh, right.
It's called the Mexico City
policy.
Don't
tell them about birth control. It's they don't already know about it, so shush.
Yeah, and they're just going to, But anyway, so Obama did granted refugee status to Gaza. What's his name? Took it away.
Right.
All of that sort of stuff. Now, Trump, he's done now.
Yeah.
20 executive orders.
20 executive orders. He has a very good draft choice next week, so I think he may go up.
He's really, a lot of these are exactly the same thing as Obama, just reversed. The ethics commitment.
So you're saying that Obama in his executive orders is really just as bad as Trump?
Well, no, just as good. They use, in their first 2 weeks of power, the executive order to get things done quickly. It's not a law.
Yeah.
It can be overturned. It can be challenged by any judge, as we're finding out with Trump's immigration thing. I'm just saying a presidential memorandum, it's sometimes called that, or an executive order, they're just a means to an end.
To an end.
Unfortunately... Unfortunately, in the case of Trump, people are taking them as law and enforcing them as law, like some of the people were doing in the airport, saying, you know, going against the judge's orders to reverse
it. Oh, yeah, I heard that.
No, we answer to the president, not you.
Piss on you. I work for Mel Brooks, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, so what I'm just saying is the reason everybody is so... freaked out by Donald Trump is he's making a circus of it. He's having all these people standing around him, including Kirshner and Mike Pence and all of those people. He's holding them up to the cameras. He has hundreds of cameras there when he signs his executive orders.
It's like he put all the executive orders in like a menu from Denny's.
And the internet is having a ball by making them pictures of cats. And
that's right. The problem with Trump's executive orders is what they're doing is they're finding out that the orders haven't been researched so that, like, reversing Obamacare, they didn't research it at all. They didn't realize that you can't just reverse Obamacare.
Well, like the hiring freeze.
Yeah.
The hiring freeze
of dumb
all...
as dog shit.
all military... The hiring freeze of all government employees... They actually left out the military, which he said we're going to hire more soldiers. So he actually had to do that verbally. except the military. The Dakota Pipeline.
Yes.
That's actually a memorandum, not an executive order. All of these things are not savory, but they're not unknown.
Okay. So, okay.
Now, I'd like you to play a little clip I have here, which actually explains the instrument of executive order. And surprisingly, it comes from CNN.
From our educational area here at the Bill Show. This is CNN's explanation of what an executive order is. Listen up, children.
The one thing you need to know is that an executive action is not as broad or as long-lasting as a law.
An executive order and an executive action, in many ways, there isn't really a difference.
So an executive order is a statement of policy by the President of the United States. It's a message to government departments about exactly how a law should be implemented and the rules under which the policy of the administration will be followed. Presidents use it, especially when they can't get laws passed through Congress. A law is clearly the preferable way for a president to go because it lasts longer and it's more difficult to overturn. President Obama's executive orders are now very vulnerable to the pen of Donald Trump, just as the executive orders that Trump is now signing could be overturned by the next president.
All right, we're going to sign three memorandums right now. The first one is withdrawal from the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Everyone knows what that means, right? We've been talking about this for a long time. Thank you. Okay. Great thing for the American worker, what we just did.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was just sort of a fly on the wall of what it's like in the Trump circus of executive order. You know, he's just got dozens and dozens of cameras in there, and he insists.
You see that? You see,
he actually insists
that
they keep the shutter click on, whereas digital SLRs do not require that anymore.
Yeah, he likes the sound.
Yeah,
it is. Like, well, it amuses him.
Yeah, it's a circus. The guy's a circus.
Yeah.
And so
look what I did. I signed something. Could I have some pancakes and some eggs while I'm at it?
Yeah.
Where's the menu? Where's the soup of the day?
Yeah.
These leather things, mate. I love them. They were great.
He's a dickhead. Anyway, on with the show. As always, I tend to have a religious nut job of the week.
Oh, good.
In the second week of any president's tenure, for 4 or 8 years, he has a prayer breakfast.
Oh no, not the prayer breakfast.
Yeah. Now, Trump had a prayer breakfast.
Yeah, he did.
Obama used to have it, and they just have rulers of various different faiths and things come together, and the chaplain of the Senate, etc.
Trump gets
up there, and this is his prayer. This is his prayer. Play the clip, Willie.
Oh, I love this prayer. Here it is from the National Prayer Breakfast, and Donald Trump.
We had tremendous success on The Apprentice, and when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And Mark will never, ever bet against Trump again. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings, okay?
Oh dear God! But the thing is the show,
Randy, he's psychotic. Yeah. That's the problem. Is he's really psychotic?
The power of prayer is to increase my ratings.
Now, only a narcissistic sociopath would take up the time at a prayer breakfast. Does he pray for the poor? Does he pray for people in war torn countries? Does he pray for the troops? No. He takes that time See, I was fantastic. I was, and you know what, Arnie? He's a loser. Look at those ratings. Yeah. He'll never bet against Trump again. What?
But the point,
what a
the
douchebag.
Point is,
what an amazing
the point is
douchebag.
His ratings were going down for the 11 years that the show was on.
Yeah.
The show started opposite the Rose Bowl this year.
And it doesn't matter.
And it just didn't. Because the primarily was watched by men.
Yeah.
Men were watching
You're
football.
You're taking this too seriously. Trust me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Listen
He's
to what this
fucked,
man's
yeah.
saying. He's nuts. Yeah. He's nuts. He's absolutely can't help himself.
I'm not defending him.
We,
but the point is,
yeah,
is
I know
he's
that.
Saying it's Arnie's fault. It's not.
Yeah, I know. And it well, I don't care, actually. I didn't watch The Apprentice when he was on. But what I'm saying is that we said it June 16th of last year. We did an entire show that said, the title of the show was Donald Trump is crazy, .. No, really. He's crazy. No one would do that. No normal person would get up in front of that crowd. Like, he went up in front of the CIA and bitched about the fucking crowds that he didn't get. This guy is that fucking...
And had his own cheer squad to applaud for him.
Yeah, he hired people to come in and applaud for him and laugh at his shitty jokes. Let me tell you something. This is what gives me hope. It's not going to take much to nudge the cheese off this fucker's cracker. And as soon as the corporates realize that he's bad news, yeah, he made a lot of statements. He made a lot of declarations and, those pronouncements and everything like that. But they don't mean shit. They don't mean shit. And half of them...
If they lose sales.
No, yeah. Half of those pronouncements couldn't be enforced. Like the Obama one couldn't be enforced. He doesn't know how to run the government, and neither does Steve Bannon. And he doesn't... His White House is leaking like a sieve.
The only person who knows is Mike Pence, because he's been in the Senate for quite some time. He knows how it works.
But he's the only one there. Michael Flynn's is like... Carrie-Anne Conway is... fucking a whore. And she's, I'm sorry, it's not because she's female, she just is. She's a whore, will say anything he wants.
Nothing against sex workers.
Nothing against sex workers. The press secretary is a fucking idiot. I mean, he's like Don Knotts. Steve Bannon is a hack Hollywood producer who ran a fucking shitty website. People always sitting there going, ooh, Steve Bannon, he's like the overlord. He's like Bush's brain. He's all powerful. Fuck him. He's a hack. He's an incompetent hack. And you know why he's a competent hack? Because in 8 days, they have fucked up more times than I thought was humanly possible. They are like the fucking Marx Brothers. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. We can take this prick. We don't have to win an election. We're going to impeach his ass. He's going to be gone in 6 months. I give you my word. This ends badly for him. You can bet on it. We are coming for this bastard, and he's stupid. And the people around him are stupid. That's why his White House is leaking like a fucking sieve, because no one knows what to do with him. He's a fucking mad retard. He's the mad king. He's crazy.
You know, they've canceled White House tours because Melania is living in New York. There's nobody to conduct them, so there's no White House tours.
You know, Melania left because she said, "I know what's going to happen to him." Because I mean, this guy's a problem. I guarantee you, he's a nasty little piece of work at home, and I'm telling you, the cheese is starting to fall off the Donald's cracker, and it started on the inauguration. It hasn't stopped. He's going to have a fucking breakdown. I swear to God, and we get to push him to it. So keep it up,
hey,
folks.
Did you see the bad? Did you see the bad lip reading of the inauguration? God, that was funny. I hate you.
I hate you all. I hate you all.
I hate you all.
You know, my ratings on The Apprentice were fantastic. I was wonderful, and you know, I mean, you know what's killing him? It's killing him inside. Is the fact that he's a walking joke. The last 2 weeks, he's been a walking joke.
For longer than that.
And the idea that people hate him is going to drive him mad. Now, that is enough for us to get the
25th Have you seen his body 25th
language? Amendment.
His body language, like when he walks to the helicopter and stuff like that, he's just like a knuckle-dragging gorilla.
He is.
You know, at least Ivanka's got a bit of class and a bit of poise, but he's just like this big bully, like, you know, Bill Sykes. Anyway, enough of that.
He's a loser.
That's my religious nut job of the week.
I loved it.
Now, let's get on for some tinfoil hats.
Tinfoil hats after this message, kids. We'll be back in a moment.
Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. is often bitter cold. But this is the first year that it's also freezing in hell. Yes, today Donald Trump will be sworn in. And on Monday, he will move into the White House, continuing his long tradition of evicting black families. Here, by the nation's capital, it's gray and overcast. Yes, the sun, just one more of the many big stars that refuse to show up for this event. Look at this inspiring mass of overweight, overaged, predominantly white humanity. Nothing but Roseannes and Fieris, as far as the eye can see. Yes. If a Walmart could vomit, this is what you'd get out. This is like a pickup joint for seniors. Last time I saw this much white hair, Madonna was getting out of a limo without panties. As you can see, there is incredible Secret Service and police presence. It takes a lot of people to make sure that Melania doesn't run away. She's pretty old. Did you see her, those naked pictures of her?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. Well, let's just say they should call her Laura Nobush. Because she saves her. Interestingly, Donald Trump has such a bad reputation with women, even the Bible he's supposed to put his hand on has just filed a restraining order. Might as well make some money off of these idiots. Here we go. Who needs tickets? Okay, I got, I have a couple of tickets in the anti-Semitic section, but I think I can get you an upgrade into the anti-Muslim section.
Oh. Yeah, perfect, yeah.
There we see former President Bill Clinton here. Bill Clinton, a stark reminder of a more dignified, genteel administration when vaginas were probed by cigar, not by hand. Now coming up to the stand are the Trump sons, also known as the less motivated Menendez brothers. Are you excited for a Trump presidency?
Absolutely.
So what do you do for fun besides drawing devil horns on Nancy Pelosi? Hola, you're a Latino for Trump.
Yes.
No, so let me ask you in your language out of respect.
Yes.
¿Qué está mal contigo? I have a lot in common with Trump, actually, you know? Yeah, the only difference is the hand up my ass isn't Vladimir Putin's. You see, because he is a puppet. Of course, healthcare is an issue of grave importance to Trump supporters, as many of them have a pre-existing mental condition. This healthcare crap, right?
Hey,
Obamacare.
It was designed to be difficult.
I know.
That's the way it is.
And as an owner of a small business, this must have killed you. You probably were forced to lay off so many of the employees in your meth lab. Yeah. Now look what I have. I'm selling a life-size replica of the Bible Donald Trump is being sworn in on. Put your hand next to it. See how it makes your hand look big? Have another hat. Let's update the slogans, okay? That's for you. America gonna great, yes. And then for you, how about, it's home of the brave, not homo of the butt rave. And for you, of course, hey bitch, bring me a Coors. There we go. And right here, enjoy, sir. I have no idea what's going on. Check it out. Right now, I'm here talking to these guys. They call themselves Bikers for Trump. Yes, and I'm going to take a wild guess that those aren't exercise bikes. Okay, sir. Can you tell me why you voted for Trump in three hateful words or less?
I am tired. No, that
is good. Right. That works.
Of Obama.
Mike Pence will take the vice presidential oath of office, administered by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in what will be the closest Pence has ever stood to a black man.
And look at our vice president. He's amazing. He is such a beautiful man.
Come on. Honestly, Mike Pence is so uptight he has to take a roofie to masturbate.
of the Trump supporters aren't as lame as I want them to be. So I have to figure out, it's just going to take a second, okay? Liberals and conservatives disagree on so much, it seems. But I want to bring them together. Now, we all agree on Betty White, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't you say that Betty White rules?
Yes.
Would you repeat that? Betty White rules?
Betty White rules.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Yes, let's say it.
Betty White rules.
Betty White rules.
White rules.
White forever.
White forever.
White is the best.
White is the best.
White is the best.
White power.
For MSNBC, this is Triumph the Insulconic.
Donald Trump being sworn in as president.
Right now, millions of Americans are peeing in their pants. Ironically, this only serves to strengthen Trump's erection.
The 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
What a powerful speech it was. You liked it?
It's fantastic.
I love the reverent nod to FDR when Trump declared that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and also Muslims, Mexicans, most of the Middle East, all of Africa except South Africa, BuzzFeed, Access Hollywood, chemtrails, lizard people, undercover cops posing as hookers, undercover dudes posing as lady hookers, germs, snakes, Saturday Night Live, and backstabbing Bruce Springsteen cover bands. The parade is wrapping up. It's been a contentious day, but I wanted people on both sides to come together and have an intelligent conversation about the next 4 years. What do you think? Will it be foreign policy or the economy that would take priority in President Trump's... Oh, God. I'm sorry. Just not used to saying it. You know, it's the first day. It takes a little getting used to. Okay, so we're fine. Given the problems that have already happened with Taiwan, will foreign policy be President Trump's... Okay, surely one of you has an opinion on this, okay? Now, we're talking about the first 100 days. Anybody?
Well, I think he was elected because of the economy, but...
Okay, fair enough.
Ironically, President Trump...
Okay, we get this. All right, I get it. Interesting food for thought. Let's all be positive and look forward to the next 4 years with President Trump.
Yes, folks, it's that time again. Time to discuss the news and commentary we listen to because we hate our own heads. It's our tinfoil hat segment tonight.
Yes, Randy, that was Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. And he was interviewing people. And by the way, you know, at the end when everybody was going, there was literally a hose that was jetting vomit.
From whenever somebody said,
yes,
President Trump.
Oh, yes, it's infantile, but it's ever so funny.
It's like in Team America World Police, you know, Matt Damon.
President Trump. Okay. Enough with my yapping about vomit. You don't get that at all those fancy left-wing intellectual shows, do you?
They have much higher quality vomit.
Yeah, we're down on the street with a vomit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, pavement pizza on this show. Yeah.
Pavement pizza. Tell me, great one, what have you brought us in tonight?
Well, I've actually got tinfoil hat headlines. Mm. These are stories which did not necessarily have clips, but I thought were just so strange, I had to bring them to the table.
Right.
First, number one.
Wait a minute. Let me get the news music in. All right. There you go. That's a little news music there for you. All right.
Okay. Tinfoil hat headlines. Hello, Mr. America and all the ships at sea.
Yes.
Arkansas passes a law
Yes.
allowing rapists to sue their victims who want an abortion if they become pregnant. So you've raped somebody, you're in prison, but she wants to get rid of that peanut that reminds her of your violent sexual penetration. So she, but you can't, you can make her stop. You can make her stop.
Yeah,
and they won't. So, they won't take care of the baby when it's born.
No, no.
But you can sue. You can sue her, so that she can't have an abortion.
Arkansas deserves a kids show, a Bill Show cheer for being
from
just
all the
total douchebags. Ladies and gentlemen, get them in. There you go, Arkansas. You suck.
Okay. Now, down to Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Gee. I'm curious about the geography here, but go ahead.
a 69-year-old Florida man.
Yeah, they're always
shot a cat.
Of course,
shot a cat. That peed on his property.
It's a terrorist.
That peed on his property. No, it's a real cat, and white.
Yes, right.
Shot a cat that peed on his property and then quote looked at him like he owned the place. Stand your ground. Stand your ground.
hey, Goomer, stop taking meth. What the hell are you looking at? Fuck off.
Yeah, you cat. I'll grab you, pussy. Here's a good
guns
one.
Guns in a meth lab. Not really a good combo, folks.
This one's just for you, Bill.
Yeah.
A Canadian mint worker, you know, mint where they make money.
Yes.
Smuggled $165,000 worth of gold plugs.
Yeah.
Out of the mint in his rectum.
Yes.
And the presiding magistrate was Judge Duty.
You are a child, you know that? You really
he got 30,
are.
He got, he
you're
got
just
30,
a child.
He got 30 months in prison. 30 months in prison.
30 months in prison. And about 31 on the toilet, I'd imagine.
Yeah. And he already has a nickname amongst the other inmates of Lucky Dip.
Or Jackpot.
Just pull the one-armed bandit and see what comes
give
out.
Give him some X-lax and...
Well, I assume a solid gold Cadillac from Goldfinger. Hey, look, Bill, I'm sorry. Those are my tinfoil hat headlines for the week.
Okay, do you have a recorded one?
No, that's why I did the headlines, because I couldn't get a record. You give me one of your recorded ones.
I have one. And ladies and gentlemen, he's a guy that's still swinging in here after all these years. You know, Jim Baker went to jail.
Jim Baker,
Baker.
And the late Tammy.
Tammy's not here anymore.
I know, she's late.
She's sitting in a cell next to Nixon.
She died of an overdose of eyeliner.
Tammy, can I borrow your makeup case? damn it. I love you, honey. We're all a little nostalgic for Dick now.
And I'm sure even George W. Bush
too, but thank you. Anyway, Jim Baker was thrown in jail for being a dick, you know, an asshole who takes money. He's got his own show again. He does. And he's got a bunch of wackos with him. And of course, if you listen to this, you really do have to imagine on the bottom scroll is constant advertisements for shit that he sells.
Yeah, the food, the survivor food, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Christian nihilist television shopping. You know, it's like...
But it's like...
Look at,
it's
look at there, it's, honey. I could get myself
it's
a,
like
a VCR. I could get myself a VCR and a thermonuclear warhead for only $22.95.
But these emergency rations are like one bucket, and it's like a big bucket, like a nappy bucket, you know? Yeah. And it's full of something that you just add water to if you have water during the apocalypse.
Yeah.
But it reconstitutes into... Vieux cordon bleu and stuff like that.
That's right.
But it still looks like shit.
That's what they're selling on these things, is these packs that you're supposed to keep a hold of, you know, when
and
the apocalypse comes.
20 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
20 years. Now, what I'm really curious about that is in the rapture, all the good ones are supposed to go away. So why the fuck would they need the rations?
Well, they gotta feed those that stay behind.
Ah, good on them. That's a Christian thing to do.
Pick up the piles of empty clothes. Dodge the airplanes falling out of the sky.
Absolutely. That's what I'm doing. So here's Jim Baker telling us a little bit about the protesters on the mall. Who came during the women's protest against Donald Trump. This will grab you. Here it is.
We just couldn't handle the miracle, the presence of God.
Yes, yes.
But then the next morning, and I just wanted to tell you, the women came to town.
Yeah.
Driven by demons.
Yes.
We went downstairs, and there... in that lobby that a few hours before was the presence of God, was suddenly the most evil spirit I have ever felt. On the big screen, and I'm not saying Fox News is anointed, but Fox News was no longer on. I better not, they might come for me if I tell you who was on.
Someone else.
Yeah.
Somebody else. One of the...
A liberal media.
One of the other sides was on. And all the places where all the generals of God were, had been sitting was women. Women. Women in pink. Women with...
Cat ears.
Cat ears.
Right.
I studied a little bit of that, and I couldn't tell you what all that means because it's dirty.
Yeah.
It's... filthy, dirty. Are you hearing me at all?
Yes.
Yes.
Just find the name of the hats and you'll understand. But you saw darkness and light.
Yes, completely.
Very clear.
Explain what we're seeing.
There are two kingdoms here, and this is what I'm going to talk about. We must take authority over the kingdom of darkness.
Yes.
We have it to do, and we can do it. People who lived in Washington, D.C., and live there now, we have lots of partners there, we're going to Washington, D.C. for an authority conference.
Great.
The Lord has called us to have authority of the believers' conferences.
Yes.
We had the first one in Oklahoma City. There's reasons why. The Murrah Building.
Mm-hmm.
The tornadoes.
Yes.
If the people in an area with their habitational authority and their authority in Jesus Christ will do... what Dr. McMillan, Brother Hagin, this little book of mine says, you can sit up in your seat at the right hand of the Father and you can control those demons that were in those women.
Yeah.
People in the area can, and we're going to go there. We're looking for a place right now to have our conference. And we're going to teach them how. You people in Washington, D.C., you control the things here. You control the atmosphere.
Oh, those demons.
They're dirty.
Oh, those demons.
Those people are dirty. That's right. Dickhead, and we're coming for you. That's right.
They have kitten ears, but I'm not going to tell you what it means.
I love the reaction. I love the reaction when Baker says, I looked at the television and it wasn't Fox News. It was like he was going through a withdrawal of kind of like
I won't tell you what it was,
but it was one of the other ones. You know,
fake news
media.
Fake news.
Now, what you're dealing with here. This is a cult. These people are cult leaders. And
they're extremists.
Every one of them, the people that watch this booby-headed bullshit, that they're going to pray away the demons in the knitted ads. They go through withdrawal when they're not on Fox News. Because Fox News is all they fucking watch.
I know, my mother's rusted
all on. All they fucking watch. And that's why they're insane. Why they're insane.
She is. But I changed the channel, and I'd hear this squawk.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd have to go back and find the Fox News
channel.
It's
David Cronenberg, he did a thing called Videodrome. And it was about basically if video was kind of a drug that you could become addicted to. These people are addicted to Fox News. It's like the voice of Big Brother. and it comforts them. It's like
Winston Smith.
Yeah,
Winston Smith. You stand in front of the television and do your exercises.
I'm telling you, it's that. These people are, like, I've run into some people who are conservative, and you know something, if you don't talk about politics with them, some of them are okay, but they have these kind of, it's like Manchurian candidate, they have these signal or button words, like Obama and all those things, and it sets them off, like they've been programmed. They are Manchurian people. And we've got to stop sitting there going, I'm really getting sick of people sitting there going, well, we should try to understand them.
Get over it. You can't
understand them, and you can't convince them. The only thing that's going to break them of their addiction is when Trump betrays them. And then they'll come out and they'll be really fucking pissed off.
How many times does he have to betray them? He's already done it two or three times.
When Medicare goes... Or if Medicaid goes, these guys are going to turn and realize what has happened to them. But they have been addicted to Fox News. These people have been addicted to Fox News for 15 years. They're mad. You know, stop sitting there going, well, why can't we both sides? No, there's no fucking both sides. The other side is a bunch of lunatics.
Yes,
a bunch
boss, get
of
over
fucking
it.
Lunatics. I'm sick of trying to... If you voted for Trump... Politically, I have no use for you if you are sitting there in front of Fox News all the time. I refuse to argue with lawn chairs anymore. The difference is going to be getting reasonable Republicans, and there's still those people out there, and there are a lot of them. You know, people that I disagree with politically. I have Republican friends, and they didn't vote for...
Oh, my goodness, that's terrible.
And they didn't vote for Trump. Now, we disagree on practically everything, but I like them. They're decent people, and they're too smart to be brainwashed. And they've been playing along with the Republican Party, and suddenly, you know, they voted for McCain, they voted for Mitt Romney. And suddenly, they have this lunatic. And they look around themselves and see the people with them and realize that they're kind of suddenly in a cult. And we've got to start appealing to those people, because they will come out of it to get this guy out. Because the
Stepford Wives and the Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah,
people,
fuck them. They're a waste of time. You're not going to change their mind. You know?
Well, that's something for next show.
That is something for next time. Listen, you had a little something that you wanted to share with us for our play out tonight. Evidently, someone passed away.
No, she hasn't passed away. She's turned 100.
100 years old.
Yes, the songbird Vera Lynn.
Oh, Vera Lynn.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Mm. She was the voice of World War II of Britain.
Yes, she was.
She turns 100 this week.
Right.
And so we thought we would go out with that song from... Well, it was replayed in Doctor Strangelove as Chill Wills plummets away from the B-52, riding a nuclear bomb.
But that's not going to happen. We're going to get rid of him before that happens.
No, it's not. We're going to play this song because it's Vera Lynn's 100th birthday.
Okay.
And it's a lovely song.
All right.
We'll meet again. Great sentiment.
Yeah, we will.
I think.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to play that song. Before we do, let me just remind you that you can go to thebillshow.net, billshow.net, everything Bill Show in one place. You listen to the show there, as well as have fantastic, useful links of places that you can contribute to help make sure that we stop Donald Trump. And we want you to call. Don't forget, you must call. And what's the number, Bill? You must call... Here it is. You ready? You got your pen. 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Call your Republican Center if you're in a red area. 202-225-3121. And say you don't want Betsy DeVos to be confirmed for, to be head of the Department of
Secretary of Education.
Don't do it. It's now 50-50. If we get one more Republican to change sides, we've gotten two. We need just one more, guys. So go to michaelmoore.com. You'll find all the information there. This is Michael's request. We're going to give you his request every show. And taking us out now, the dulcet tones.
Dame Vera Lynn.
Dame Vera Lynn. We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
Glad you're on the bill show. Bye, everyone. Randy.
See you, Bill.
Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know what.